It is so exciting to get small businesses involved, and actually, it's really, you know, scary and probably quite stressful even thinking about how to get into a big supermarket chain. So we wanted to make it easy, and we wanted to sort of reach out to people who might not otherwise get a chance or even think they should bother approaching us. So we had, I think, in the end, over 170 applicants from across the motu, and we whittled that down. It was very difficult, down to 10. So we interviewed 10 finalists, and we came up with five winners. And yeah, I'm delighted. It's we're blessed as a business to have them. We're lucky. We're more lucky than they are, probably.
How many stores will be holding these products? You know, out of how many Countdown stores?
We're going to spend a year with each of the suppliers, sort of, with them, because they're all at sort of various parts of their development. So some, like Georgia, already have an awesome product, and she might not need much help in terms of her product, but we want to work with her around, where we put it in the store, where she wants it sold, how we market it. So sort of work with all of the different suppliers on the different needs that they have to sort of, help with, marketing and development, and for the food suppliers, food safety and production, etc. And then we're hoping at the end of the year, and some may go quicker than others, as I say, Pōtiki Poi might be quicker than others. At the end of the year, we'll look to arrange them, either in all of our stores or some stores. It actually all just depends on what's right for the supplier as well. And, of course, the great opportunity is we have 1,000 stores over in Australia. So there's also the potential to not just grow here in Aotearoa, but to cross the ditch and supply to our Australian cousins. So, yeah, it's super cool.
Look, a range of products as well. There's Milk Made, that is macadamia, creamy lavender milk product. Wow. Sobner's samosa. And, I like her backstory. Found herself out of the job market in her 50s. That's something a lot of wahine can identify with. Upcycled food products, that's interesting. And Ikuna Taste is a South Auckland group, wahine, whānau here in South Auckland, Kato Cooking Mix. You must have obviously had dedicated yourself to a diverse range of products. And not only that, a diverse range of people.
And that was the aim. It wasn't even so much the product. It's actually we wanted to sort of really increase the representation of our supplier base. So if you think about supermarkets, we've got so many multinational suppliers, like Coke and Nestle and Kellogg's, and we've got quite a few New Zealand suppliers as well. We've got many and many, but not many suppliers that are owned by wahine or by Māori or by Pacifica, or by diverse ethnic groups. And that's what we really wanted to do, to open that up, to sort of have better representation on our shelves, and particularly better representation of Māori and Pacifica suppliers. So we really did focus on those areas.
Okay. So everybody will want to know, and of course the suppliers will want to know, how much money can they make?
Well, each of the five suppliers is going to get a package of $250,000, and that's sort of a wraparound package of cash, but also support and mentoring as well. And then at the end of the year, or whenever they're ready, then of course they hit the shelves, and all of them have different products and all of them have different costs. So in terms of what they'll make at the end, I guess I'm not sure, but the actual what they've won is a $250,000 each prize package of as I say, everything they need to be able to sell products in our stores.
And you also said that there was an opportunity to perhaps go overseas. That would be determined on the ability to supply, volumes.
Right.
Being small business, volume might be an issue.
Oh, absolutely. And I guess that's the thing. Like you talked about the beautiful wahine who's making spices and curry paste, and she's a one woman machine, and she's got she's very authentic in her, it's all handmade. So she part of the work we need to do is help her build her capacity, but also in a way that's right for her and her family. And so, you know, she may not want to go to Australia, but others may. So you're right. So we have to build up production. Some of it, they're just working in their own homes and in their own kitchens, which are all food graded. So it's all completely cool. But, you know, you're right. You know, we've got 185 stores here in New Zealand. So it's a lot of work to supply to all of us. So we'll work with each of them to see what's best for them. But, you know, I'm always really proud as a Kiwi when one of our suppliers, you know, hits Australia, because it's such a huge market. But, you know, they have done a lot of work usually to get, you know, as you say, like productions at a level where they can supply Australia. So not everyone wants to do that, or not everyone can do that. It's completely, you know, we just want to work in a very, you know, in a very empowering way with the suppliers to make sure that we're, you know, respecting what they want as well.
So from your perspective then, if we can talk about Pōtiki Pai, Pōtiki Pai, just that one product. So, you know, just off the top of your head, and know, you know your customers and you know your stores and you know how fast product, you know, moves off the shelf. How popular do you think Pōtiki Pai will be, say, I don't know, in some of the leafier suburbs like, I don't know, Remuera?
Oh, you're funny. It's a good question. And I don't know, because if you think, you know, so many children, no matter what school they go to, learn Pōi, or at least should be, right? And so I think that it would be popular across New Zealand, and I don't think I've got any bias. But also, Georgia and her mum are such a phenomenon, both of them, that I think, you know, they themselves, you know, the package of what they sell and the why they sell and how they are as a whānau, and Georgia's beautiful, you know, she's a beautiful speaker of te reo, etc. You know, I think that will appeal to all New Zealanders. But, you know, and that's part of our commitment. We want to work with her to make sure that that we put them in the right stores, and that people, you know, that we market them in a way that all New Zealanders feel attracted to it. So, you know, I don't know particularly around Remuera, but, you know, in my mind, and, you know, that is something that all New Zealanders would love. Like, yeah, she was, they were sensational to watch, and, you know, I can't wait to buy some myself from my own daughters.
Will they be in the stores before Christmas? Because that would be a really great, you know, obviously, particularly Pōtiki Pai, would be a great Christmas present for those that have made last minute, you know, had to have last minute shopping for Christmas or something like that.
Oh, wouldn't it? No, not before Christmas. But I think, you know, for your listeners, they can buy her products online. But we, you know, we've got it's a year's project. So we'll kick off, and then we'll work with her and her whānau for the next wee while until she's ready to stock it in our stores. So no, not before Christmas. But I think she sells them online. So
yeah, she does. She
does. Secret out. You could get them for for Christmas presents. But they are beautiful.
How do you know? Finally, how do you know how to price the products, whether it be the poi or the milk or sobnus samosa? How do you know how to price?
Oh, lots of factors come into it. So we look at the cost, like the cost of what it costs, you know, for the suppliers to make the product. And, you know, so as you'll all know, like, there's lots of, you know, raw ingredients right around the world are going up in price. So, you know, we look at the price and make sure that they get a fair price for their products and for their time. And then we look at what other things, you know, sell for on the same range. So if we're selling, say, tomato paste, then we look at what other tomato paste sell for, and to see what, you know, like to see what the, you know, average price is and what New Zealanders are prepared to pay. But, you know, obviously we need to cover the costs of suppliers. So we work with the supplier to make sure that, you know, we cover their costs and that we set a price that's going to be attractive for our customers, but also, you know, make a living for them and you know, and pay the costs for us as well. So it's a negotiation. We negotiate their price.
Ka pai. Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon. I just do want to throw in just one further question, and it doesn't have anything to do with these, but there was a bit of an issue with our Sea Lords products in the others in the pack and save stores. What is Countdown's whakaaro? What is your thought on removing Sea Lord products from your shelves? Is that in the pipeline?
No, it's not. We're very, very proud to stock New Zealand seafood. We have a little bit of Canadian salmon here and there, but and some prawns from overseas. But, you know, predominantly 98% of our seafood is from Aotearoa. And why wouldn't you when you know how fresh and gorgeous it is? So no change to that strategy.
Well, that's good news for sea lords, for all of us, really, isn't it?
For all of us, yeah, for New Zealand, yes, thank you.